Let's go for it. What up, y'all? We back again. It's Joffrey with the G.
Yeah, it's Taco De La Silva here.
Yeah, man. We're going to bring y'all the hot stories in sports. We're going to give y'all some MLB playoffs today. We're going to talk about the NFL.
Maybe Space Jam.
Space Jam, man. Space Jam 2, man. That's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with it, because the first one with Michael Jordan, and it was a great movie, man.
You know that was the highest grossing basketball movie?
Yep. And you could take your kids to go see it. So.
Yeah, you know what was number two?
What is that?
I'll give you a clue. Wesley Snipes was in it.
White Man Can't Jump.
Yes, that was number two.
Yeah, that was a good movie too, man. All right, so let's start this thing off with the top 25 NCAA football. So kicking off the weekend, we got UCF versus FAU.
Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, man.
UCF didn't play last week. I don't know if FAU played last week. I think they did.
Yeah, they did play. I forget who they played though. They got whooped.
I'm gonna check on this game. UCF had a bye week, so
I think UCF take care of business.
I agree.
Yeah, they're gonna run through it, through their division. All right, next game on the list is number 10 Penn State versus Illinois.
At Illinois. Nah.
I think Penn State wins.
Penn State takes it.
Yes. And that in both those games, the UCF game and the PSU game, that's tonight.
All right, dang. So 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, Kick 9 o'clock. I'm more likely to get a chance to maybe watch some of the UCF game.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it.
Before you know nature takes its course and I'm
Knocked out.
All right, so kicking off Saturday, we got Tulane at number 4, Ohio State.
Oh, man, the Wave, I think, is going to take it to you.
I'm going to take the 37-point spread. Ohio State may only win by 5 touchdowns.
And your coach is going to be back.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big deal. You might see 70 points put up by Ohio State.
You know they're still talking about how they're talking about some text message deleted by the athletic director saying that he might have broke a state law.
It's possible. Anything.
So it's not over yet.
It's not over. And, you know, anytime you look under a rug, you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, with my two kids, never know what's gonna find under the couch cushion.
Yeah, you say, man, I was wondering where that was.
Yeah. Looking for the remote, that's the first place I look. Yeah, you're right.
Key thing for this game though, Bosa is out.
He had surgery,
but it's not major, so he won't be out for the season. But it's day to day. But trust me, he'll be back for the big games. So, Penn State, I believe, is the next game on Ohio State's list. So,
they
need him back. All right, so let's move on. Georgia at 3-0 Missouri.
I'm going to watch this game.
At Missouri.
It could be interesting, but I don't see Missouri stopping that Georgia offense.
No.
But Missouri might give that defense something new to look at. Yep. Drew Locke has been there for a while. And he got some big dudes to throw to.
He's going to throw that ball.
And he runs, too. He's not only just throwing the ball. He's running, too. He's already thrown for, I think, 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
something,
man,
ridiculous.
I think the
he's
the
already
thrown
for 1,000 yards, 11 TDs, one interception. So.
Man, he playing out of his mind.
He already has a wide receiver that has almost 500 yards on the year.
I want to know if they can even stop this guy. I'm going to try to tune into this game. It might. I'm going to.
12 o'clock, people.
I'm
going to
definitely keep checking my scoreboard for this game. I'm still going to take Georgia.
I take Georgia.
But I think the first half would definitely be entertaining. All right, so the next game on Saturday, we have Nebraska at number 19, Michigan.
Nebraska is, I think Nebraska is just building.
Yeah,
he is building his team.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a couple of years just to get his recruits in there.
Yeah, they definitely having a down year. It might be a couple down years. So.
Yeah. But Scott Frost, I think, will turn it around, especially he is Nebraska.
Like, right.
He went there. I mean, he's going to be all in, so just give it some time, and he'll be competing.
Yep,
Nebraska was a powerhouse, what?
For a long time. I remember seeing them going against the U in all those championship games, man.
The Cornhuskers.
Yeah, so they'll definitely be back.
So the Blue will have an easy win this week, I think.
All right, so, of course, I'm going to take Michigan in that game. I want them to lose, but I'm going to take them. All right, Boston, number 23, Boston College at Purdue. 0-3 Purdue. Man,
who'd they play last week? Missouri?
Maybe it was Missouri.
I think they did play Missouri last week and competed pretty well with their backup quarterback. Yeah, they lost 40-37 against Missouri. I don't think it's saying Boston College overwhelmingly. I think it will be a closer game than people think it will be.
The spread is they're only giving them less than a touchdown to win. Yeah, that's.
I mean, Wake Forest went toe to toe with Boston College last week, so I think it's going to be closer than people. Boston College on the road, but that running back, Boston College, AJ Dillon, that dude is a beast. So, but I'm taking Boston College.
Yeah, I am too. All right, who you got?
Next is the U.
Yeah.
Florida International.
No brainer.
I'm going Miami.
And they're at home.
I'm still going to tune in. I'm excited. They're favored by 26 points, which is a lot of touchdowns. But I'm excited. I'm always excited. 3:30 ESPN2.
That turnover chain is going to get passed around this
weekend. I hope so. I can't wait to order myself one.
All right, Notre Dame at Wake Forest. They got Notre Dame favored by 7. Who you think going to win that game?
I'm going for the Deacons.
I agree.
They played tough. They played Boston College pretty tough, and they put up, 30-something points on Boston College, and Boston College, 34 points, actually. And Boston College was supposed to have a stout defense. So I'm taking Wake Forest because Notre Dame's on the road, and I don't think Notre Dame is all that good.
I think this is the week that the Irish run out of luck. And they're going to Wake Forest at home. They're going to take care of business. Notre Dame gets the first loss of the season. All right, so the next game on the list, Texas A&M at Alabama.
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Man, Texas A&M's been playing people tough. At Alabama. Texas A&M has gone into Alabama and won before.
Their only losses to
Clemson, barely.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Texas A&M is going to stun Alabama. And it may be a last-second field goal, and they win the game. But they're definitely going to hang with them. We'll see how it looks after the first half.
I'm going to go with you because I think Jimbo Fisher is thinking about last year and how he got, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but he lost his quarterback, and it just ruined the year, first game of the season last year. I think Jimbo Fisher is going to pull every trick in the book
right, and
try to get this offense to come out on top.
And I think if the A&M's defense can keep Alabama one-dimensional, I mean, if Alabama is a one-dimensional team, they can still be pretty good.
handing that ball off.
Yeah, if they can limit them to just handing the ball off, they got a good chance of actually pulling out the victory. I mean, they got them. Man, they favored by almost 4 touchdowns. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would take that bet any day.
Yeah. All right, next game, man. Kansas State at West Virginia, number 12 West Virginia. I actually thought Kansas State was gonna be better, but I'm gonna take West Virginia in this game. They're at home.
Dude, I'm taking West Virginia all day long.
I know, man.
I think they are a playoff caliber team. I think they win big. Like the Tennessee game, they're gonna win. They're gonna put up 40.
Yeah. They got them, man. 88.2%. That is something, man. Favorite to win this game. I think they go in and take care of business. K-State, good luck. Clemson at Georgia Tech.
I know Georgia Tech runs that triple option, but it hasn't been working. Their defense is just giving up too many points, and yeah. I see Clemson rolling.
Yeah, and they're going to give up a bunch of points this weekend. Clemson, they're going to run it up. All right, Virginia Tech at Old Dominion.
No brainer, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I'm going to give them that four touchdown. They probably going to end up with way more touchdowns than that over Old Dominion. Now, this next game will probably be a pretty competitive game, and that is TCU at Texas.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to definitely tune in to that game.
I can't even pick a team, to be honest with you, because
that's true.
TCU looked like a good team and then just fell apart almost like. I know they played Ohio State.
They did play Ohio State.
Texas came out of nowhere last week and just.
Right. All right, that's true. Wow. I think this is a tough one, man. I think TCU bounced back this week, but it's hard to rule out Texas. Like, is it possible that they figured it out against USC? And if they did, then that bold prediction I made at the beginning of the season that Texas would win the Big 12 and possibly get that playoff berth, this could be the game. So we'll see.
I think TCU ruined your plans. And they're going to knock them off.
And it's possible.
I'm taking TCU, Horned Frogs.
And I'm going Texas at home. They play defense. They control the line of scrimmage. And they get the rushing yards they need. They win this game. McNeese State at BYU.
Newly ranked BYU.
Look at that. Man, you know, in this game, I wouldn't be surprised if old Canada runs for about 200 plus yards. What you think?
Yeah, I'm taking even though McNeese State is 3-0,
yeah, they gonna get that butt spanked. I mean, look, he put up all those yards he put up against that Wisconsin defense. I mean, literally, I was shocked to not even, like, see the momentum switch back into Wisconsin's favor last week. I mean, literally, they was pushing the offensive line around.
Yeah.
Which is, you don't see that.
Yeah, those boys that come from Wisconsin, man.
They pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah, they're big.
So, just to see that, maybe BYU got something brewing over there. All right, so Mississippi State at 3-0 Kentucky. Did I just say that? Wow.
Wildcat.
At home. I still got to go with Mississippi State.
You know, I'm going to go Wildcat. I'm going to go underdog.
It's possible.
Oh, Marky Mark. Oh, Mark Stoops.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Kentucky. You know, they go after some recruits from Georgia, and they get some. They've been that Benny Snell running back, dude. He's no joke.
Yeah.
Their quarterback plays questionable, but I'm gonna go with Kentucky. I'm gonna pick him as an underdog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna stick with my original pick, man. I still just think that defense from Mississippi State gonna be too much for them. They gonna pull it out. So Mississippi State in that game. LA Tech versus LSU, number 6 LSU.
LSU's gonna mop them up.
They was the 25th ranked team in the country. In the
fourth week, they're up there.
Number 6. Wow. And you were saying that you thought they were going to be pretty good, and I really didn't see it, you know, but they're there.
Yeah.
I'm still not a believer in the LSU Tigers, but I'm definitely going to take them against LA Tech.
Yeah. I just can't wait till they start playing more West teams from SEC West. Then we'll see what they're made out of.
Yeah. I mean, they already got that one win against Auburn, so.
Yeah, they still got Mississippi State, Alabama, Georgia on the east side.
So. I definitely want to see the LSU-Alabama game because I know it's some hatred there. They may actually win that game. All right, so I'm taking LSU.
Florida, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, so.
They play Alabama at
Alabama
at home.
Oh, they're at, they got them they're at home. LSU?
They're coming to the Death Valley.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see. All right, so the next game on our list is Army versus Oklahoma at 3-0 Oklahoma.
Yeah, Kyler Murray is going to
He's going to do his thing, man.
He's going to put up more.
Man, he almost got 900 passing yards already, man.
Yeah, he'll have 1,100 by the end of this weekend.
8 touchdowns, 1 interception. He doing pretty good as a freshman.
Yeah, that's an easy win for Oklahoma.
All right, so next game, Texas Tech at number 15, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's favored by 14 because their offense is so explosive.
Texas Tech used to have a good offense, man. I don't know what happened. I guess, you know, things don't always stay the same.
But I really think, here's my prediction. Oklahoma State wins, but it's going to be a shootout.
Oh, man. Yeah, it might be a shootout.
There might be 100 points in this game.
51-49 or something like
something
that.
Crazy.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma State. They're at home.
Yeah,
so.
Oklahoma State wins, but I think it's by a touchdown.
Yeah. All right, so Arkansas at number 9, Auburn. And a tough loss last week.
Arkansas is awful. LSU. They are horrendous. So Auburn's going to handle them.
And Auburn didn't fall that far, you know, after that loss, I guess, because, you know, really it wasn't like they got – they lost, but they didn't get beat, if that makes sense.
Yeah. They played a tough team, and – they went back toe-to-toe. And
that's
they
it.
Just
they
last person that had the ball.
Won the game. Sometimes that's how it goes. I'm taking Auburn at home, man. All right, so Michigan State at Indiana. A 3-0 Indiana team. Who you got on there, Taco?
I'm going to go with Hoosiers.
That is a tough one for me because I don't – like Indiana. So I'm gonna go with Michigan State.
I think they're gonna
go in there and they gonna win.
They're gonna have to stop that run because that's Indiana's game.
You're right.
They were handing that ball off.
But what is their defense gonna do though? Because you know Michigan State, they run the ball too. That's what they do. We'll see.
Indiana played so far they played Ball State, which gave Notre Dame a good run scare.
Right.
They played Florida International, which we play tomorrow. Miami plays tomorrow. They beat Virginia, which I don't know. You know, we still don't know how good they are.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But they played one more game more than Michigan State, so I'm taking the Hoosiers.
All right, so, man, this next game, man, is probably going to be one of the best games on TV.
8 o'clock, ABC.
8 o'clock. Stanford at Oregon. Now, let's look at the tail of the tape here.
I am going to take Oregon.
You know, I'm going to take Oregon as well. This Herbert guy, quarterback for Oregon, they talking big things, man. They talking NFL type quarterback. So, I mean, he already has thrown for over 800 yards. He'll definitely have over 1,000 yards passing by the end of this game. 12 touchdowns, 4 INTs, so he got to get them, you know, INTs down. But, I mean, he's slinging that ball.
Yeah.
So
over this break, over the summer, Mario Cristobal, he became the coach because Willie Taggart left, and he's from Miami. He was on Miami. But he's gotten all these transfers to show up, whether from a receiver from Wake Forest, cornerback and a tight end from South Florida. Here's another kicker. The Dallas Warmack from Alabama.
Wow.
Offensive lineman. Because he used to be coaching for Alabama too. So I think the coach here is going to turn this Oregon. He's going to take him over the top here.
Yes,
he's a pretty good coach that nobody really talks about. So
it is going to be the game where they do it.
Yeah, because this is a huge Pac-12 game. Huge.
It'll turn the tide, too. All right, so our next game, man, we got number 18, Wisconsin at Iowa. Now, early in the season, I said Wisconsin going to Iowa and get that victory. I now disagree.
I think the Hawkeyes.
This is the team they're going to beat this year. Hopefully it's not badly, but they will beat Wisconsin.
I think this is just the start of the downfall for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it's going to be sad.
Yeah, Iowa's defense is no
serious. Yeah, they're no joke, man. They got some NFL prospects on that defense. So
I'm picking, like you said, I'm picking Iowa.
Yeah, that's it, man. I was going to take that game. All right, so Arizona State at number 10, Washington.
Washington. I love Herm Edwards and what he's doing and him coming back to college football, but he still has to build his program a little bit. And
this Washington for real,
yeah,
man.
They're playing good ball. And the first game alone, they look good. Then they handled Utah
right, soundly.
I mean, yeah, 21-7, but to me, that's soundly by two touchdowns.
They're not a slouch, man. So
they got a good program.
They did their thing.
So easily Washington.
All right, so now let's head off to the NFL, man. We got some really good games in the NFL.
Oh, we got to have some notable mentions.
Oh, yeah.
Florida and Tennessee, who you got?
Is that Florida?
Tennessee got a home.
I'm going to go Tennessee.
I'm taking Tennessee, too. All right, and we got to talk about Sanford versus Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Mox. The 3-0 at home.
Mox.
Yeah, go Mox. All right, NFL.
My Bengals, baby. We going into Carolina, and we going to take care of business. They got Carolina favored by 3. But with Andy Dalton slanging the ball the way he is, I think they're going to figure out a way to win this game. I think Mixon is on the injury report. But we can win without him. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I like Cincinnati too.
they're playing pretty good.
They're hot right now.
Yep. All right,
this ain't the field, though.
Yeah, you never know, man. Cam is still... He's still that man, but, you know, we'll see. They can fight off the Bengals. That D-line going to get after him. So, the Saints at Falcons.
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the Falcons.
Yeah.
They're playing pretty good.
If this was last year, I would have went New Orleans. This year, I like the way that Falcons offense look. Defense not so great. I mean, they're solid, but I like the Falcons' offense. I mean, you're right, man. Falcons, Packers, Redskins.
Is that leg How long is that leg going to bother Aaron Rodgers? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it might be the rest of the season. You know, eventually he'll be 100% healthy, but right now they need him to play. As long as he's on that field, they got a chance to win.
Yeah. I'm going Redskins. I thought they would win this past week, but I'm picking them to take down the Green Bay Packers.
And I'm going to go Packers. They're going to redeem themselves this week. They're going to go into Redskins Stadium. Not put up big numbers, but they will win. Colts, Eagles.
I want to say Eagles, but the Colts, I'm telling you, like I said earlier this week, Andrew Luck is going to keep getting better and better. Even with the return of Carson Wentz, I think that's going to hurt Philadelphia. Even though Nick Foles has been playing like trash, I think Carson Wentz, I mean, you know, you go out for a little while, then try to come back. First game is
something. I don't think the Colts have really played bad this season. Like, they lost against the Bengals, and it wasn't like a blowout game. And then they won last week, so I don't know, man. I have to take the home team on this. They're the defending champion, so I'm going Eagles.
Remember, Ajayi, I think Ajayi's out.
Oh.
Remember that? Ajayi's out. I mean, Sproles is out. And then Corey Clement, their other running back, is questionable, so.
They pretty thin, their running back.
Yeah.
I'm going to still get that Eagles defense, edge.
I'm taking the Colts.
Bills, Vikings. Yeah, no brainer to me.
Vikings, yeah. Bills can't figure out their quarterback. And Diggs is all going off.
Yeah. Vikings win that game all day.
All day.
Raiders and Dolphins. The 2-0 Dolphins.
Man, I hope the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, Tannehill, please keep playing. Okay.
Man.
Don't just ruin the game. Manage the game. Play the game. Get another win this week against the struggling Raiders. Even though the Raiders, they've been there. They just can't get that win yet under John Gruden. But come on, Dolphins. Win at home.
And it looked like they're going to take another loss this week. Yeah. I'm going Dolphins.
Frank Gore, dude. He's not only running the ball at his age, he is still catching the ball. Like, he had a big third down in, it was third down in 19 or something, and he got the 19 yards receiving. But I like to see the old goats out there still.
So, Broncos, Ravens. Broncos are 2-0.
Ravens are favored.
And
at home.
Yeah, they're at home. You got to remember, man. The Ravens got jumped on by the Bengals last week. So, they had a long time to think about that spanking they just received. Yeah, they did battle back. They got into their game plan. But, you know, it's kind of hard once you dig a hole like that to come back. So, I think the Broncos might be in trouble this week.
I agree. Their quarterback play is
questionable.
Yeah, Keenum. Yeah. He's been throwing a lot of interceptions, so yeah, I'm gonna take the home team.
Yeah, I think Ravens gonna. Plus, they don't want the Bengals to get too far ahead because the Bengals going to Carolina and take care of business. You best believe the Ravens are gonna be watching that, and nobody know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are gonna do. They looking at so much turmoil, so the Ravens know that the team that's gonna threaten them in the division is the Bengals, so they want to take care of business this week.
Yeah.
All right, so Giants, Texans, both 0-2.
I think Deshaun Watson gets his first win.
Yep. And the Giants look good. It's not – I don't know. I think the Texans – you're right, Deshaun Watson is going to figure out a way to win the game.
He gets his first win this week. Hopkins is doing well for him, but on the other side, Barkley's been been playing
he
good.
He's tearing it up.
But I'm taking the Texans.
Man, Eli do have the weapons, but he's getting up there, man.
Yeah, he is.
All right, so Titans, Jaguars. Man, this might be one of the more competitive games on Sunday, man. I'm definitely going to tune in to that game. But the Jaguars are at home. And what they did to New England last week.
I'm taking the Jags, man.
Yeah. I want to go with the home state Titans, but I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
Yeah, if Marcus Mariota ain't back, I ain't ever going to pick the Titans yet.
They've been looking pretty good, though. So they only had a Jaguars favorite by 6.5. So at least they showing the Titans some respect.
Yeah.
All right, 49ers, Chiefs at KC.
Dude, I don't even take in the Chiefs. What's his name, Paul Mahomes?
Pat Mahomes.
Man,
yeah.
He's been going on. I'm picking him.
You know something? Him and that Kansas City defense. Give me the Chiefs. Chargers, Rams.
I'm sticking with Todd Gurley.
Two LA teams.
Rams, man. I'm sticking with Todd Gurley. He's been running the ball. Goff has been playing just enough, and they shut out. I mean, that defense shut out the Cardinals, which the Cardinals offense can't get rolling. Chargers would put up points, but I think the Rams, they're in tune right now.
I'm going Rams. Rams win this game by more than a touchdown. All right, so Cowboys, Seahawks at Seahawks Stadium.
Oh,
that's a tough place to play.
I'm gonna say Russell Wilson this week.
He gets that first.
Gets that first win for the 0-2 Seahawks.
I agree. I think Zeke still has a big game. That's the only way that they're going to be able to even stay in this game, because the Seahawks play pretty good at home. So I'm going to go Seahawks. Bears, Cardinals.
Man, the Bears are going to mop the Cardinals up.
Duh, Bears. Yeah, I think they win this game. Who is the Cardinals running back? I don't even – who is it? O.D. Johnson.
Yep.
All right, so this last game we have the Patriots at the Lions. Who you got?
Man, I'm taking the Patriots. The Lions, I pull for Matthew Stafford, but they're not getting it done. They need to find a way to win, and I don't think it's going to be against the Patriots this week.
Now, is it possible that the Patriots have a little turmoil brewing? I heard a story earlier this week where Brady had said something in an interview or in a book or something where he said he had thought about divorcing Belichick. You know, they've been together 18 years.
Yeah, I saw
that.
The
only coach he's had, so.
I saw that, but it was like somebody's perspective on what he was trying to say.
Right, like kind of
like
saying they're in a marriage that it's possible that Brady don't want to be in, and too. I heard them speculate that maybe Brady fears being traded, you know, like Peyton Manning, you know, what happened to him.
Yeah, he was just hoping that the organization wasn't just like, hey, you're done.
Right. You're
this young dude. Like, sort of like, almost like Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, Brett Favre wasn't ready to give up.
Nah, he wasn't.
And Aaron Rodgers has been sitting on the bench 2 years.
Right.
So they wanted to get it. Time to go. Or even Steve McNair when they when the Titans got Vince Young, you know, hey, we're locking the doors.
They got rid of him,
you know. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that was in his thought's mind, but when they traded Jimmy G to the 49ers, that was kind of like, okay,
we're still with you, right?
Kraft with me, even though they said that in that same article you're talking about, Kraft met individually with Belichick and then he met with Tom Brady, so.
Yeah.
The investment's there.
Good, man.
I think people are just – I mean, eventually I guarantee something will come out.
I think
like
so.
Tom it Brady may being be. Unhappy with the
yeah,
win.
I'm pretty sure – but they win, so.
Yeah.
So I think it's –
that comes with it.
Right. So, I agree, man. I think the Patriots going to win this game. All right, so Monday night game. Steelers at Buccaneers.
Man, the Buccaneers – Ryan Fitzpatrick, he come out looking like Conor McGregor or something the other night. Had a chain on. And
I did see the beard. You know, Fitzpatrick, man, he has always been a decent quarterback. Not a great quarterback. But as long as he's a good game manager, man, and the way they're playing, I think the Steelers are in trouble Monday night.
Me too. I like seeing these teams that were pretty bad last probably five years, and to finally see them being good and seeing these quarterbacks that were backup quarterbacks now playing like starting quarterbacks. It's good to see.
Finally.
In the NFL, yeah. And then we got to talk about last night.
Last night, the game.
The Browns finally get there. How many days
finally,
was it?
Finally, man. It was like 635 days.
Since the Browns have had a win in football.
That's a big – people, that was 2016, last time they got a win.
Baker Mayfield came in for a hurt, Tyrod Taylor, and he led them to four scores or – Yeah, I think three scores or something like that. Three scores, maybe.
He did his thing. But, he even did one of an old trick play.
Yeah, Baker Mania has taken over since this happened. And I love seeing him in college. The only reason I would watch Oklahoma is because this dude was entertaining to watch.
I didn't like him. He beat my Buckeyes last season.
But that was an entertaining game. It was a good game. And, dude, I think it – The coach wouldn't say he was starting. He'll be the starter, but I think it's taken over.
Yeah. Like
he played he took over the game.
His energy alone.
Boom.
They need that's what they need. Regardless if the older guys in the locker room don't want it. The veterans that wanna win, that been there this long. That you best believe they can feel his energy and they want to win too, just like he do.
Yeah, they got those young guys like tight end for Miami, David Njoku.
Landry, the wide receivers. We were talking about him, and then you got the Ohio State Buckeyes running back Carlos Hyde. You know,
he had two touchdowns.
Yeah, man. So those guys, they want to win. They have the pieces. Maybe they put it together this year, man. Maybe they come out with a couple wins. They played the Steelers pretty good.
Yeah, they should have won
that game. Yeah, so now they won 1-1. Let's see where they go from here.
All right.
So now we move on to the Major League Baseball.
Hey, one thing I want to say is 3 days ago, the Baltimore Orioles became the first pro team to wear uniforms with Braille lettering. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. That's cool, man.
I just saw that on Major League Twitter.
And also, I do want to say this before we move on to Major League Baseball, that in the Tour Championship, Tiger Woods is tied for first place right now with Justin Rose, which is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And that's they're playing in Atlanta, Georgia.
And I want to say before we move on that the number three high-grossing basketball movie was Coach Carter, which I love, by the way.
Man, that was – yes. All three of those movies are great movies. Yeah. If you've been listening, we talked about the Space Jam movie, White Man Can't Jump, and Coach Carter. All three movies you should have in your
collection.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Something to add to that, I think the movie alone, Space Jam, because a lot of people were talking negative about, like, no, we can't have this happen, whatever, but I think it would be good for the sport of basketball.
And
you know, encourage kids, hey, man, check out basketball.
And what people don't realize is this. Jordan was an iconic figure. LeBron James is an iconic figure. So what I'm seeing is an infinite amount of movies. You took one player who dominated his era. Now you're taking the next player who dominated the era after Jordan. Now who's going to dominate once LeBron is done? That's your next person.
Yeah.
You know, so that's Space Jam 3, and I like where it's going. I hope they continue.
I do, too. And I want my kids to see Space Jam 2 because they'll be like, man, who's LeBron James?
That's it.
Who's this guy making – He's making schools for families. He's doing this. He's investing into companies.
Yep.
Using his money wisely and, you know, stuff like that. Like,
I can't hate on LeBron James.
Yeah.
I like what he's doing, so.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, that's another
podcast. That could be a whole podcast. All right, let's jump into the AL, man.
And let's talk about these playoff teams, because let's just be honest. Talking about the other teams is just not relevant right now.
Boston and Cleveland have clinched their divisions.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, done deal. Boston clinched it finally because we only got like 12 games left in the season. So the two wild cards, though, the West is still up for grabs, but I don't.
Right.
I think you, like we've talked about throughout the whole
Oakland. It's looking like Oakland and New York are going to be playing for that wild card spot. And you know something? Oakland scored like 20-some points last night by the eighth inning. And the Yankees, you in for it. I don't think you're just going to whoop up on Oakland like that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that wild card.
So that's definitely going to be a game that I'm going to watch. I'm going to find some time somewhere to watch that game. Hopefully it's on at, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock or something in the evening so I can watch it. Looking forward to that game.
Yeah, so Houston wins the West, we assume, right?
You're
right.
Yeah, I think they win the West.
And then the wild card be Oakland and the Yankees.
Yeah, they're just too solid. I think they may be coasting right now, but I mean they're still playing pretty good. Another notable mention is Tampa Bay, man. Tampa Bay, it's kind of sad they're on the outside looking in because they're in the same division as Boston and the Yankees. And here they are with the same exact record as the Cleveland Indians, but they have no chance of even getting into, you know, the wild card.
And you could say that with Seattle, too. I mean, they're 84-68
right
there in the West, but there's no catching Houston and Oakland. And
no.
That's Central. Yeah.
They're just out of it, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the National League, man. You got Chicago, Milwaukee, the Dodgers, you got the Braves, and the Cardinals. And, of course, you can't forget about Colorado. They still have a shot.
I think it's pretty much sealed up. I really think that Arizona has gotten beat up this past week. And Colorado and the Brewers, I think they're going to come out as our wild card. Dodgers win, Chicago wins, Atlanta wins their division.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be Milwaukee and Colorado for that wild card. And if Yelich gets them to the playoff, if they win this wild card game, get into the playoffs,
right,
it's going to be he's going to have a strong case for MVP.
And the Brewers don't have an easy road because they have
That's what I'm saying. If Yelich keeps playing the way he's playing against the schedule he has to play,
right,
it's going to be interesting for these MVP races.
Yep, the Pirates and Cardinals is not going to be easy for them. So, all right, so I still think Chicago is going to take the Central. It's going to be a close one between Milwaukee. They're going to pretty much probably go to the end of the season. I'm still taking the Dodgers in the West and, of course, Atlanta in the East. There's nobody in the East that's going to catch them. I still don't see the Cardinals. It's possible the Cardinals and Milwaukee be the wild card teams. I mean, the Central is that deep. Because right now, the Cardinals have a two-game lead over Colorado. So, I don't know. You know.
Are you saying my Cardinals might get in?
They might. And I really don't like the Cardinals.
I mean, the Cardinals' schedule, that's what I'm worried about.
Do they have to play the Reds? That's what I want to know.
I think they do play the Reds.
My Reds, nope, they don't.
But look at that schedule. Who they got? They got the Cubs at the end, and they play the Brewers. They got two series. All those games mean everything.
Those last three games of the season is going to be the nail in the coffin.
Because if they win six, if say they do win all six games, they could take the Central.
Yeah, you're right. I think
who the Cubs got left?
The Cubs have, of course, they have those last three games against the Cardinals. They got to play a winning ball club in the Pirates. They got a four-game series against the Pirates. But the Cubs are at home.
Yeah, you see, I don't see them.
So I think they win at least three out of four of those and at least two out of three against the Cardinals.
So the Cardinals could still get – oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I think the Cardinals may still make the wild card. We'll see. Atlanta is safe.
We'll see. I still think Colorado because of the scheduling.
Yeah.
But I'm pulling for the Cardinals, but scheduling is what I'm against.
Yeah, it might be too late for them. Who knows? Yep, so that's it for our podcast, man. You got any shout-outs, man, you want to give out?
Oh, yeah. Definitely shout-out to my family. Here, my dad's traveling. He went up to New York. My mom's she's selling tacos this week for her church. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my wife, my brother, my sisters. My sister's going out of town this week. Everybody's traveling.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the high school football teams going out there tonight.
Be safe.
And man, I get a 3-day weekend. It might be my last 3-day weekend of the year.
Are you bragging?
Yes, I'm bragging because you're working all the time.
I'm working all weekend.
All right, what about you, G? What you got?
Man, I want to shout out just families, man. Of course, my family, your family, for all those who are being an example of what a family should look like, should be like. You know, you got love, you got friendship, you got somebody that care for you. It's a great thing. I like to see it. I love to see it. I hope my family is an example of what it should look like. And when I hear people say, man, you got a beautiful family.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we try. You know, I try to make my wife happy, provide for my children, try to teach them. So I'm just trying to be the example, man.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, thanks for listening to the podcast, man.
Share it. Please share it.
Be blessed and peace.
Have a good weekend. Peace.